and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today, I've chosen a subject that I've been asked about many times over the years, and that is patents. Everyone who invents a new product and has an idea, usually most every person asks me about patents, even those that have ideas that don't apply or patents aren't the form of protection that's necessary, as in the case of a copyright, for instance. So if you've authored a book or you have a new music composition or piece of art, copyrights apply. But even those people ask about patents. Patents in the public's mind is the ultimate form of protection. So people think that's what I must get. Well, today we're going to discuss four things you must remember about patents. Four things you have to keep in mind before you run to the patent office. So let's get into it. Now, again, there are four things. The very first thing you must remember is that patents are expensive. I don't know what you may have been told about the price of a patent, but it can be a very expensive proposition. And one expense seems to add on to another and another. I've heard stories of people who have applied for and maybe received or not received a patent, and they've spent tens of thousands of dollars. One gentleman, almost in a bragging way, told me at an inventors group that he had spent $30,000 in the U.S. alone achieving a patent. And here he shows me his patent and brags he spent $30,000 to receive this patent. Well, I asked him, okay, so tell me, how's it going? Have you been successful in developing your product and getting it into the market and ultimately making money? Well, he replied, no. In fact, he had not even started a marketing campaign, a production campaign of the product, and was still working on a prototype. And my head just kind of spun. You mean you spent $30,000 on a patent and you don't even know what it's going to take to produce it? You haven't even developed a prototype? That was my response in my head. Of course, I didn't want to embarrass the gentleman by saying that in person, but that was my thought. So again, patents can be very expensive. And in the U.S. alone, you can spend tens of thousands of dollars trying to achieve a patent. And again, there's no guarantee you're going to get the patent. That's number one. And number two, even if you do accomplish the goal of receiving a patent, there's no guarantee of success. And others also attempt to apply for patents internationally, which again adds on to your cost. And you could spend, again, many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars trying to achieve an international patent with no guarantee of success and other issues we'll talk about later. So the number one thing I want you to keep in mind is that patents can be very expensive. So I want you to go into this process, assuming you decide to apply for a patent, go into the process knowing you could spend five is probably not realistic anymore, but $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 and more, especially if you're going for an international patent, in an effort to secure your quote-unquote protection of your invention. Patents are costly. Most patents are not issued straight from the application, or the application usually requires some prosecution, which means that the patent examiner may not issue a patent at the first look of your application. Usually they have objections or questions about things, and it goes back and forth with your attorney, and the fees continue to rack up. So you could spend minimum probably $10,000, but much more, as I gave you an example of in this episode. So that's number one thing to remember. Patents can be very expensive. Let's look at the second thing you must keep in mind when you consider applying for a patent. Number two is, a patent does not guarantee success. Again, many people are under the notion that the fact that they receive a patent somehow in their mind is an indication that this item will be successful in the marketplace. And as strange as that may sound to you and me, if you don't have that thought pattern, many people think that. They think the fact that it's novel and unique and thus worthy of a patent also is indicative of the potential success of this product or invention. Again, let's go back to what a patent really is. A patent is the U.S. the U.S. Patent Office basically indicating or saying, hey, we have not seen anything like this. It's novel in its utility. It's unique. We have not found anything in the marketplace or in our files that would indicate that this idea is already out there. If not in the marketplace, it's already out there in the minds of others. So the patent office is indicating by issuing a patent that it is indeed novel. That's all they're indicating. It's novel, it's unique. They're not trying to determine, when they're looking at your application, they're not trying to determine whether or not it's successful or potentially successful as a product. That's not their job. The patent really only indicates it's novel, it's unique. It does not say it's going to be successful. So you must keep in mind that obtaining a patent is no indication of commercial viability or the potential success of your invention. There are many patented items out there that have never even seen a store shelf, never seen the light of day for a number of reasons. And there are many patented inventions out there that have gone to the store shelf and been dismal failures. So you must bear this in mind when you attempt to seek a patent, that a patent in itself is no guarantee of success. Let's look at number three. The third thing I want you to keep in mind if you're considering a patent is that a patent is no guarantee that your invention will not be infringed upon. It's no guarantee that others will not copy what you're doing. So again, let's understand what a patent is. A patent is merely the U.S. government saying, hey, there's nothing like this. It's a novel idea. It's unique in its utility. And that's all they're saying. They're not indicating its success. And more importantly, on this particular point, they are not saying it will not be infringed upon. When they issue the patent to you, that in itself is not a guarantee that others will not infringe upon it. A patent does scare many companies from infringement, but it doesn't stop all companies from trying to infringe. So if your idea is successful in the marketplace, you can pretty much be guaranteed that others will seek to copy that success. And in most cases, they'll try to copy that success by infringing directly on your patent. And I shouldn't say most cases they'll do that. In a lot of cases, they will copy your success or try to copy your success by copying your patented invention. Others will try to copy your success by trying to go around your patent and developing other ways to achieve the same utility. that would not be an infringement. But when they directly infringe upon the utility or the novel device you've created, then that would be an infringement. And a patent does not guarantee against infringement. So again, I've talked to many inventors and they get highly upset when someone they believe has infringed upon their invention, and rightly so. No one likes to see their invention patented, copywritten, or otherwise infringed upon. But they also must realize going into the process that spending $20,000, $30,000 on a patent will not guarantee that others will not infringe upon it. It only is an issue of a patented invention. It only demonstrates that your invention is novel in the eyes of the government. It does not guarantee that others will not infringe upon it. So that's the third thing you must keep in mind. A patent is no guarantee against infringement. Now let's look at number four. The fourth thing to keep in mind before you run to the patent office is that a patent is expensive to enforce. So this goes to the infringement issue. If someone infringes upon your patent, the government does not ride to your rescue and cause them to stop infringing. It's up to you, the patent owner, to go after infringers. So if a company decides to copy your invention, copy the patented utility you've created, you have to then file suit in most cases to get them to stop. You can start with a cease and desist letter, and some companies will stop because they did not know they were infringing, and they will, in many cases, stop the infringement or ask for a license and so on. But others went in infringing with their eyes wide open, knew they were infringing, and the fact that you may file suit against them does not scare them. Why? Because they know that litigation can be very expensive. And many patent owners, particularly small independent inventors, do not have the financial war chest to go after infringers. And we're talking a war chest. You could spend hundreds of thousands, and in some cases, millions of dollars going after patent infringers. And at the end of the day, if you win the litigation, all you can really accomplish is to get them to stop. In some cases, you can get damages, but in many cases, you have to run and track them down to try to recover damages. So it's no guarantee, a patent rather, is no guarantee against infringement, no guarantee you're going to get monetary damage awards, no guarantee you'll even be able to stop them from infringing. And here's what I mean by that. Many times, the infringing party will try to invalidate your patent. You know, they'll go to the patent office or go before the judge and say, wait a minute, this person never should have been issued a patent in the first place. And here's why. They'll come up with prior art that maybe the examiner missed. They'll come up with, they'll try to say you made it public and therefore it was invalidated. And there are rules about making your invention public before you apply for a patent. So they'll try to indicate that it was already in the public domain, either you made it public or it was out there otherwise, and therefore you shouldn't have a patent. They'll try various efforts to invalidate your patent. That's usually their first course of defense. Another course of defense will be to demonstrate that their invention is not truly infringing. And that goes into the technicality of the invention and its novel nature. But they will try many things to, or many ways to invalidate your patent. And if they're successful, not only have you lost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, but you've also lost your patent, your monopoly. And this is the course many infringers will take. They will try to invalidate your patent. So Defending a patent can be very expensive, and it's totally up to you. If someone is infringing, you're not going to have the government or anyone else ride to your rescue to try to beat down the infringers. It's going to be totally up to you. And that means you must have the war chest to stop infringement. Sending a cease and desist letter does not automatically stop infringement. You would have to get a judge to issue a cease and desist order in order to stop the infringement, and that's not likely. Usually the judge will want to hear more of the case and see things unfold before they will step in and issue an injunction requiring that the infringing party stop infringing. So these are things to keep in mind when you are seeking a patent. And I'm not trying to discourage individuals from applying for patents. I just want you to understand what you're in for, what you're going to be up against. Even if you achieve a patent, you will still have issues to deal with. So again, there are four things you must keep in mind. Let's review them. Number one, patents can be expensive. It could be an expensive proposition trying to achieve or seeking a patent, and you could be outlaying tens of thousands of dollars in the effort with no guarantee you will be awarded a patent. So bear that in mind. They could be expensive. Number two, there's no guarantee of success. What I mean by success, there's no guarantee the product will be successful in the marketplace. The patent itself does not mean success commercially. Number three, there is no guarantee that others will not infringe upon your patent. So even though you have a patent issued, it's certified by the government, and everything seems great on the patent side, that does not guarantee others will not infringe upon that patent. And number four, when you are up against infringers or infringement, it's totally up to you to enforce it, and it can be an expensive proposition to enforce your patent rights. So bear these things in mind. Go into this patenting process or application with your eyes open, knowing that these are the things you're going to have to deal with, and put together or set aside funds if you develop a product and you're receiving royalties or you start producing the product as a manufacturer. Bear in mind, you should reserve funds to go after infringement, because if your product is successful, you will likely have others infringe upon it. So bear that in mind, okay? Well, thanks for listening today. We appreciate your time. And I'd like to encourage you, if you want more information and to hear other podcasts, you can go to my website, successfulinventing.com. You can go to KenJohnsonSpeaks.com, or you can go to the podcast provider through your mobile device. We appreciate your time today, and I hope that you continue to pursue your invention. And check out my book, The Simple Plan. You'll find it is full of information about the inventing process. I cover everything from A to Z, from concept to the marketplace, and whether that marketplace is developed through a license agreement or you go into manufacturing yourself. I discuss those options in my book, The Simple Plan, The 6 Easy Steps to Make Millions from Your Ideas. So check it out on Amazon. So meanwhile, I want to wish you a good day and wish you successful inventing.